Om Shanti. It's a very big day for all of us. In our group, we have Baba So Lovely and Precious Jewel, Brother Alex from London. He have been in Baba's knowledge from last 35 years. And I know him from last 8 or 10 years. And he's a calm, quiet and very adjustable. And a person who prefer to stay incognito. And when I asked him to come in our group, he asked me how much time I have to speak. And I replied 25 minutes around. And he said, no, make it 20. He is a brilliant star of our universe of spirituality. And he has so many specialties. Well, now we are going to hear from Brother Alex. Om Shanti. Thank you.
So what do I say? Thank you. This is good happiness. Yeah. Actually, my experience is laughter and happiness and freedom. That's what I got from Gyan. No, my experience of Gyan was just a feeling of freedom, a feeling of free thinking, just getting up in the morning, not worrying about anything, knowing the drama, knowing what's coming, knowing who I am. Actually, reflection on the self, that to me was the big thing about Gyan, is actually having a real sense of who I was and the purpose of who I was. And so this for me is good.
How are you doing in Gyan?
I came in Gyan, actually I live in London, but I'm actually Scottish. I'm actually born in Edinburgh, which is the capital of Scotland. And I come into Gyan purely because I was meditating for 2 years on my own with no teachers, and someone told me there's a place there and they teach you for free. I went, no money? I went, wow, free. I goes, I'll take 4 lessons and I won't come back. And I came in, and 35 years later, I'm still. And this was it. I just basically came into Gyan because I love parties. Before Gyan, I love drugs, I love drink, I love all this stuff. But then I was beginning to get tired of this. But to actually stop doing this, you have to have a replacement. And Gyan gave me that replacement. And that was really how I first come into Gyan. And then within 1 year, in fact, within 6 months of Gyan, I was taking students and giving talks around Scotland. And yeah, this is it really. And just after 7 years in my own city, I wanted to be in a bigger family in London. So I moved to London 28 years ago. And that offered me a bigger family. And that was my, that's actually my first, that's how I come into Gyan. So, yes?
What blessing Baba gave you when you first time met Baba in the meditation hall?
I met Baba in the meditation hall in 1983, actually December 83. And when he called me up, I was very, very shy. I'm 25 years old, and I'm here, and Baba's right there. And he's going to me, you are Baba's right hand, you are this great soul. And I'm going, because I'm thinking he's talking to someone else. And I'm going, what's? And then everyone's going, shoo. I'm going. And then he goes, you are Baba's right hand, you are the one who I'm. I'm still like this. Who the hell is he talking to here? And then when I come away, I sat down in the crowd. He goes, no. I goes, who was that? He goes, no, it was you he was talking to. I goes, all right. And then I was lucky. I got about 5 meetings over from 83, 84, and 85. I think up to 88. Sorry, up to 88. I got about 5 personal meetings, but a lot of group meetings also. So it was actually quite. It was quite good. But my favourite meeting was the second one. Because I did not have a good year. That first year, leaving Madhavan, I did not have a good year. And when I came there, it was just, I got a long meeting. And it wasn't so much the words, it was more the kind of confirmation of who I was. And Baba was just saying that, he asked me, who do you remember? I goes, family. He goes, why? I goes, why not? And we had this kind of thing, and he goes, well, why don't you remember one? And he used the word ek, and ek, and my name's Alex, and in Scotland, the Alex is ek. That's what they call Alex in Scotland. So then he was going, one ek? And he was like, playing this game, and after 5 minutes, I got it. And that was great. So it was actually, lucky, I think. Yeah, it's good fortune.
What did you feel when first time you came to Madhavan?
I thought it was just mad. I loved it. I come to Madhavan and I saw these people, and it just felt like I saw these people. I just saw this madhouse. It was fantastic. It was, because in Madhavan everything happened in the one area. There wasn't Gansar over, and so you had like thousands of foreigners, thousands of Indians, and it was just great. And actually, in fact, the daddies just used to walk around like normal. It wasn't kind of like a separate family of seniors and juniors. It was, everyone was in the same thing. You're sitting in the square, and Daddy Kamaka or Daddy Jackie come and talk to you. It was quite a normal normal thing. So I loved it. I thought it was great. And when I left, I thought, wow, this is fantastic. This is a good life. And lots of football, lots of games, lots of, it's a great variety, fantastic variety. So, for me it's a great experience. And?
What are your current effort, what are you doing?
I'll be honest with you, my current effort is to be in the moment. I don't care about the golden age, I don't care about tomorrow, I care about right now, because there's nothing I can do about the future. I can only deal with the present, and that is me. I'm actually, I think quite zenly. No zen. I kind of think quite zen. That idea of just all you can deal with is right this very second, and I kind of quite like that. So, and then whatever you deal with now, then the future just it'll take care of itself. So my current efforts are this, and to be extremely happy. Oh God, that's actually where do I start? I think for me, actually, the big thing was coming into Gyan and letting go a lot of kind of things, just because of course in the West it was kind of, because for me I was, when I come into Gyan, I mean, I just came from being a party animal to suddenly becoming a monk, and so but just kind of like. Just dealing with my own kind of psychology, my own head, my own kind of. I think with me, the big thing I faced was I could look cool on the outside, but internally I could be quite angry, and that anger could be quite damaging. So I just kind of dealing with a lot of. I think for me, the big Maya was anger, and expectations as well. It's not so letting go expectations, letting go anger, and that was the thing about being in the moment. Then suddenly I just thought. Just be in the moment. Don't think of the future. Don't think of the past. Just be right where you are. So, that's good. Actually, when I first came to Gyan, I had very long hair, much longer than I had it now. I was the only Western person whose hair covered his ears. And then I cut it one day, and for 25 years I had no hair at all. And then 6 years ago, I just didn't cut my hair, and then one day it was going down. I thought, I'll tie it, and I don't plan things. I just do things. So so I just ended up, and I tied it. I thought, well, that's quite comfortable. So I could see my sisters actually suddenly tied their hair in knots. I thought, that's very good. It's just. Comfortable. I just enjoy it. I've always reinvented myself, and some, let's say, short hair, long hair, a hat. It's good. So that's why. But I know it's very old and it needs to be changed. So. Any. Just be who I am. Just keep being happy. Keep looking at myself. Keep making efforts. And don't worry about anything. Just absolutely no worries. Yeah, no future, no past, just present. Well, when I first met Baba in the meditation hall, I thought, my God, this is massive, the crowds. And now you look at it, it was a handful. But it felt a lot of people then. But now you're seeing 20,000, 30,000. But it's the drama, so you're just going to go and you just say, you feel fortunate that you had what you had. But now he's just as powerful. It's just the power different. You know, it's still the same. It's still the same connection. It's still the same experience. It's just that there's more people having it. What I liked. What attracted me. What attracted me at first was just the meditation. And that's what I still focus on, is the actual meditation. The knowledge of the self, that's the real important bit. And of course, the knowledge of the self. And before Gyan, I had no interest at all in a God or a divine being. But that also, of course, when you get to meditate and you have that experience, so the two important things are yourself, meditation, and that connection to God. And laughter, of course. That is very important. Where I lived in Edinburgh, there was a river down the back of my house, a stream, very small. And I used to sit up in my bed, and if I concentrated on the river, I suddenly couldn't hear anything but the river. So I used that as a kind of concentration thing. Then after a few years, I thought, I need to expand this a little bit. And like I say, hearing about the Brahma Kumaris and it being free, I thought, wow, let's go for that. And look, do you know what? For me now, service is not about doing anything. It's about consciousness. Right now you can... someone could be giving talks, but internally they're not actually present. So, and yet somebody can be serving Tolly in the kitchen, and yet they're actually present. So to me, I don't look to do anything. I just look to have a good consciousness. And if things happen on the way, then I offer myself. If not, then just a good consciousness, and that's what's important. Oh, thank you very much. Who said that? I just felt. When I was 23 years old, I just felt, even though I was very young, I was getting out of control, and I knew that I needed some kind of balance, and I think meditation felt a way of doing this. In actual fact, in 1974, I wanted to come to India. I was 16 years old, and I got my first job. I was saving up, but it never happened. But I bought a passport, and that was to come to India. And then suddenly, 9 years later, when the passport had 6 months left, I came to Madhavan. So I bought the passport 10 years earlier, and eventually I got to use it for the purpose that I bought it for. But yeah, meditation was always important for me, just to have that silence. I remember actually an odd experience. I'd been in Gyan 5 years. And I had never taken anything, no drink, no... And suddenly one day, I really felt like a drink. And I'm walking up this road, and I'm walking past these pubs, and I looks in the people were drinking, and it looked so ridiculous. And after that, it was just like it broke the whole thing. I've never kind of had any pull towards any of that kind of past stuff. Not quite easy.
What sort of relationship do you enjoy most with Baba?
Friend. And confident. In my own consciousness, I tell Baba everything. In terms of, even if I'm feeling a bit down one day, I actually express that. So I just kind of like, I'm quite a private person outwardly, but inwardly, I'm just... So I think the friends is, for me, is the most important. I'll tell you, I think you're all doing a good job. Keep it up. Okay, thank you.
Om Shanti. On behalf of our group, lot of thanks, Brother Alex. And just yesterday I come to know that day before yesterday, that was his Laukik birthday. So again, on behalf of our group, I would like to greet him. Healthy, happy and wealthy life, Laukik and Alaukik both. And I hope you will be continue to come here next time when you come here. Thank you. Om Shanti.